Imagine discovering a living dinosaur. Well, in 1938, that's just what happened. For years, scientists studying fishes learned about the coelacanth, a fish once thought to be an early link to modern tetrapods, only through the fossil record. But in 1938, the history books were rewritten. Marjorie Courtney Latimer ran a small museum in East London, South Africa, and asked the local fishermen for any unusual specimens that they happened to drag up in their nets. This led to the discovery of the first living coelacanth seen by human eyes. Was it a lungfish gone balmy, she wondered? Marjorie recognized that she'd uncovered something bizarre and notified her colleague, Jay Smith, sending him a rough sketch and notes of the 4.5-foot-long behemoth. The creature had large, purpley scales and 4 fleshy, limb-like lobes for fins. These fins were originally thought to be used to walk along the bottom of the ocean, but the coelacanth actually swims in a head-down position and slowly sculls with its fins. Marjorie did not have the means to preserve this specimen and had to resort to taxidermy to preserve the skin only. Smith took 2 months to get back to her, but told her the importance of her finding, that this was indeed a living fossil. This positive identification of the first discovered extant or living coelacanth led to a mad rush of searching for a second specimen. Unbelievably, a second specimen wasn't discovered for another 14 years, despite massive efforts. Though little was known about the living fossils, it appeared that their deep sea and nocturnal habits made them an elusive target species. A fishery specifically for the coelacanth was created for both the purpose of collecting specimens for museum and private collections and on the black market for medicinal uses. It is unfortunately thought that the fluid from the notochord of these long-lived fish can be used to increase longevity, and consequently, a rampant black market fishing industry still exists today. Population size and health has been difficult to estimate, as these creatures are very difficult to observe. They are in danger of extinction because of the targeted fishery and the fish's long life and slow reproduction. Today, we know of 2 species of coelacanth, though this second species wasn't discovered until 1997 off the coast of Indonesia. The importance of the coelacanth is twofold. A fish, so long believed to be extinct, was dredged up from the depths to reshape our conceptions of modern ichthyology and the fossil record. The discovery of the coelacanth is important in making connections seen from the fossil record to extant species, a record that is notoriously incomplete. The fact that this species went undiscovered for so many years and were still difficult to obtain after targeted searching makes it clear that there is much we still don't know about the sea. Only through continued oceanic research can we hope to scratch the surface of what we still don't know about our oceans and find out what other undiscovered beasts lurk beneath.